This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When everybody's heard about the bird.
There are absolutely things that we can do amid all of this pressure, this globalist takeover that we talk about ad nauseum every single day. Black pill after black pill after black pill. It just seems like it has been hitting us. And some of us have had eyes on this really since, you know, January, when this COVID-19 rumor mill began. We're tracking a virus coming out of China. And immediately, those of us who are skeptics or cynics or don the tinfoil hats of the day immediately pointed this out, knowing that this was at minimum going to be politicized. But now coming to the realization that it was used to completely hijack an entire Western civilization. And I got to tell you that the conversations that I have with experts, with scientists, with doctors, with researchers, with pioneers, with developers of protocol, with whistleblowers, with former employees of places like Pfizer, these people are vindicating every single thing that is being said by people like me at StuPeters.tv, by people like Alex Jones here on InfoWars. I mean, this vindication feels good, but is not the focus. And the focus has to be the fight. And the fight has to be accountability. See, there are three measures of success to truth-telling, and that is A, the exposure and the telling of the truth, B, the mass spreading and sharing of that truth, and then three, what to do with it. In other words, demanding the accountability. I have recently come on very strong against people in this conservative ink media establishment who claim to be conservatives but are anything but conservative, because the only thing that they want to conserve is their ability to latch on to the Trump fundraising machine. And they will stay as close as they can to President Donald Trump until it is time to make a move. But they will never really talk about any of this. And a conversation that I just got done having right before Owen threw it to me here for this final hour. I just got done talking to Dr. Zev Zelenko. I'm sure that you've heard him talk. And this, it's just, I mean, it's confirmed every time I talk to somebody with this infinite knowledge. This guy's a Presidential Medal of Freedom nominee, a Nobel Prize nominee. I mean, the guy was the first person to recommend that President Trump take hydroxychloroquine. I mean, there's just infinite wisdom there. He has treated, 600,000 some odd patients in upstate New York that could have not died, and 99.9% treating. But for these people all to say that 100% unequivocally, this is a bioweapon designed to kill you, should absolutely wake you up. But all of this goes away in this government. All of this goes away in our country if we bring election integrity back to the country. We have to focus on that as the only thing to worry about. And so if you are an elected representative and you are not actively right now fighting to rid of every electronic voting machine in your state, you are a traitor. If you are not actively fighting for a forensic audit in your state of the 2020 election, from the presidential all the way through the down ballot, you are a traitor. I don't care what your name is, what shows you appear on, or where you take your selfies. You are a traitor. I don't care if you claim to be America First or a Trump MAGA conservative. No, you are not. You are a traitor. And every single person in this country who cares about the future that we are going to leave for our children needs to stand now and demand that every single one of these election machines get melted down and turned into bars with which behind we will place every single tyrant that is trying to take our country. They are taking our military, and coming up next, I will have internment details as Patrick Howley will join us in the fourth hour here on The Alex Jones Show.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan, or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available at only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
The military is being targeted by the globalists that want you dead. In turn, then, the military will be weaponized against itself within its own rank and file, and then weaponized against you. And this is not hyperbole. There is proof of this. Patrick Howley is senior reporter at National File, and he joins us now. He's breaking some documents that are clearly available, publicly sourced documents. Patrick, thank you for being here. I mean, break this all down.
Stu, it's great to be here. You know, the Sleepy Joe regime is trying to mandate that our armed men and women in uniform have to get the vaccine, the Rona jab, by September 15th. Now, if you look at the massive amounts of reports of health complications, health problems, deaths, immune system problems, you know, if you are an American patriot, you have to stand with our American soldiers right now and realize that this is perhaps the gravest national security crisis that has happened, in addition to the fact that we have open borders right now. So, you know, the forced vaccine, the forced mandate that this sleepy person, this abomination, this creature, this child sniffer is trying to inflict upon our heroes must be stopped. And I know that, you know, we talked prior to the show, Stu. You just got a text about a meeting that is occurring as we speak where some people in the military are trying to stand up to this at the Pentagon and stop Sleepy Joe from doing this.
And I did just hear back, by the way, on that. And I should interject here because I did just hear back from that officer in the Army who basically told me, I asked him, is there any chance of this thing being rolled back? And his answer was, no, I really don't think so. You've seen the packet. The packet is pretty airtight. There aren't any mistakes in it. And he believes that it's going to be signed by the Secretary of the Army.
You know, what this is about is not only about potentially the physical deterioration of our troops, but also the demoralization of any conservatives, any freedom lovers who are in the military, and it's still majority freedom lovers, patriots, people who would identify as right wing, as conservative. And what the military is trying to do right now under subverted Chi-Com influenced leadership is create an ideological conformity whereby only leftists, only globalists, only vaccine takers, don't shed on me, bro, are the ones who are going to be left in the military. Why is that so important for them? You know, I just broke these documents. By the way, we reported that every West Point cadet who doesn't get the vaccine gets held in solitary confinement. Okay? That's what some of those young men are going through when you see them at the Army-Navy football game. I have a document here. Biden's Office of the Secretary of Defense put out a 13-page document. Okay? I got it. It's guidance for their stand downs. Every branch of the military had to stand down. So this is the guidance that they were giving to everybody. It stressed that people in the military don't have First Amendment guarantees the way that civilians do. Speech, quote, may be restricted. Some speech, quote, will have consequences. This is very similar to the UN racism inspectors that Sleepy Joe has invited here. They talk about white supremacists. This is the Secretary of Defense. They're talking about domestic protests, referring to January 6th, of course. And let me just say that when the Viking shaman went in there and tried to shamanically clear the demonic energy from the Capitol, that was the nicest thing that anyone in government has done for me in months. So thank you, Viking shaman. But of course, they are using January 6th as a pretext to try to weaponize the military state against the civilians who actually love this country and who actually support the military. And the most amazing thing is they encourage and in fact threaten soldiers to report on other soldiers if they have any kind of suspicious behavior. Okay.
Okay. So what we're seeing down under right now, Patrick, what we're seeing in Australia, down under, we're seeing decontamination tents set up in people's front yards. Their health chief there is saying, you're going to be arrested if you talk to your neighbor. Don't spark up any unnecessary conversation at all. It is not permissible. It will not be tolerated. You will be jailed. These things are happening in Australia, which by every sense of the imaginable word is really the prototype for the New World Order. That seems to be what's happening there. What is stopping this from happening here right now? I mean, anything? It looks like the military's all set. They're ready to go.
It's happening here right now. I mean, just today it was reported that the Sleepy Joe regime is considering banning the unvaccinated people like me from moving from one state to another, going over state lines. You know, the question is, why do they need leftist ideological conformity in the military? Why do they only want these communist apparatchiks who are going to take orders? Because what kind of abominable orders are they going to start giving against the civilians when you start hearing these idiots on MSNBC, these box wine, Maddow cat ants, you know, talking about the wonderful grandparents, Trump supporters, MAGA people who went into the Capitol as Al-Qaeda. Well, if they were Al-Qaeda, we would be giving them weapons and funding their regime changes all over the world. But no, they want to treat us like domestic terrorists. The Army National Guard, the National Guard here in the United States of America, is currently advertising, recruiting for the position of internment resettlement specialist based in Washington, D.C. Internment resettlement specialist. Internment. Wait a second. Internment, like from history? Oh, I have a leaked document from U.S. headquarters of the Army during the Obama administration. Internment and resettlement operations. And there's a whole category for civilian internee. I have a Department of Defense directive under Obama 2014 talking about civilian internees. U.S. citizens can be detained as military detainees, according to this document. Quote, civilian internees may lawfully be detained until the reasons that necessitated the civilian's internment no longer exist. Quote, biometric identification information will be collected from all detainees, BII collected on detainees who are U.S. citizens or U.S. resident aliens will be conducted in accordance with U.S. law. And of course, they're rewriting the law as we speak. Quote, civilian internees interned for imperative reasons of security or for their own protection. Ooh, that's very important. Or for their own protection. Maybe they just need to protect all of their Democrats from these unvaccinated people, or maybe the unvaccinated people are the ones who they say need to be protected from the super shedders who got all their Pfizer jabs, these walking little, petri dishes with their disgusting germ-filled face masks on, okay? They can do basically anything when it comes to internment, including of U.S. citizens, according to their own justifications, their own top secret documents. And now they're advertising for people to intern people. So you want to ask, why are they throwing out? Why are they doing all of these new background checks on enlistees to get rid of right wingers? Why are they throwing out anybody who posted Pepe the Frog on social media? Because when it comes time to take unlawful orders, they don't want any oath keepers around. They don't want any people saying, no, I'm about the Constitution, not about your orders. They want people who are going to take orders directly from Chairman Chi and the damn Chi-Coms.
So this has been, you said this was during the Obama administration that all this was rolled out. We got about a minute and a half left here, but I just want to know. So this, by all intents and purposes, we're looking at Obama's third term. I mean, he's probably in the White House.
Yeah.
God knows that Sleepy Joe has no idea even where he is. You saw a clip. The Secret Service was actually perplexed and concerned that, you know, Biden didn't really know his way around the White House grounds. He appeared to be lost the other day. So do you see this? I mean, this is a 2010 document that we're looking at here. Here we are 11 years later, almost 12. Do you see this thing actually being implemented? What has slowed this from happening, and when will it happen?
The freedom-loving patriots in this country, like you and me, Stu, and all of the great viewers of InfoWars, need to stand our ground and make sure that we are monitoring these people in real time, that we are getting this information out to the whole world. Finally, the paradigm has changed. People realize what's happening. Obama's back in there for a third term. They got Susan Rice. They got Valerie Jarrett running this administration in alliance with the Chinese communists and the deep state. So I'll tell you right now, Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who is trying to subvert the military, she's going to be disgraced next week when I report on her links to human trafficking in California, the same links as Nancy Pelosi. We need to decertify the phony Sleepy Joe election results. The tainted ballots in Arizona are weighed many more times than Sleepy Joe's supposed lead. Go look at what happened in Wisconsin with the lost thumb drive. Okay, go look at Sherpygate in Arizona. Look at what they were doing. Time to recall the electors. Bring Sleepy Joe down under 270. You can read all about it at nationalfile.com. We're on it every single day.
All right, and I want to talk to you, so stick around for a second. Don't go anywhere. I got more with Patrick Holley. This is going to blow your mind on these CDC phone calls that you might be getting.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All of the evidence that we have presented, with all of the experts that we have talked to, all of the doctors, everybody that I've aforementioned, concludes just one thing, that this is a bioweapon. We know that. When you're talking about COVID as in the virus, bioweapon, intentionally released, intentionally chimerically engineered and released. And when you come to the understanding that the vaccines were not meant to combat the virus, but that the virus was rolled out to introduce the vaccines, then you will have a better understanding. We're talking about massive die-off. And this is not for hyperbole. This is not for shock value. I'm telling you that Americans and world global citizens need to start preparing themselves for the reality of watching their loved ones, their family members, their friends stacked up dead in huge mounds of bodies and pushed by heavy equipment like bulldozers into super deep holes right here on our soil. I have just found out that the thing will not be walked back. The mandate is going to apply in the military. That's over 2 million people, because that includes contractors, reservists, National Guard, active duty. They're going to be required to take this. And so a lot of military personnel are saying, well, I'm just going to walk. According to Patrick Howley, that basically is exactly what they want to do, because they are going to purge the military, get rid of anybody who stands on the Constitution. The military is not supposed to be politicized or pick sides, and they don't serve a president. They serve and protect the Constitution of the United States, which is why, well, did they capture the vote? How can the military let this stand? Why isn't anybody really focused on these forensic audits? Why are all of these elected representatives running around at pool parties taking pictures of themselves and then grifting for fundraisers on social media rather than doing everything they can to fight to rid of these electronic voting machines that connect to the internet and demanding a forensic audit in their state? The line is clear in the sand. You do those things, you are a patriot. You don't do those two things, you are a traitor. The outrageously horrific infrastructure bill is going to absolutely do everything except infrastructure. The only infrastructure it's going to give is to the government that wants you dead. And in order to effectively kill you, they have to be able to track you, which is why I think it's 2026. Every new vehicle manufactured, according to this bill, will have retina scanners in it. They will scan your eyes. Have you been a good boy? Have you been a bad boy? What was your social credit score? Did you post something in opposition to the regime on social media? Have you had your vaccination? You may not be qualified to drive today, Stu. You might not be able to go from point A to point B. So tracking you is very important. What are they going to implant inside of you? As we talked about, I think it was yesterday, I was on the War Room with Owen. What are they going to do? Are they going to implant something in you to confirm whether or not you had this amid all of the hesitancy and people saying, you know, I'm not going to get this thing. I'll just get my fake papers and that'll be my passport. But no. We've anticipated that. We've got that covered as well. So they are already collecting a database of people, specifically your kids, to find out whether or not they have been inoculated. And we don't have that phone recording here, but I have heard it. Patrick Howley has also heard it. He's back with us now. Patrick, the CDC is calling houses, homes. We've sourced the phone numbers. We've seen the documents that go along with this. They're calling you in your home and asking you if you have kids who have been vaccinated. What's this all about? I mean, is this a tracking registry?
The Sleepy Joe regime is absolutely determined to try to vaccinate your children. You're seeing school districts promoting these Pfizer vaccination events, giving away free backpacks and school supplies to kids, okay? Making it very clear that they don't need parental consent if they're over the age of 12 to get the vaccination. They're obsessed with this. And, you know, since the census is in the news, you know what the Biden people did with our census data? They created a map, county by county, color-coded, of vaccine hesitancy hotspots as part of their "we can do this" campaign to vaccinate everybody. We can do this, guys, right? So they used your U.S. Census data to identify you as a vaccine hesitant person, okay? This is what they're doing with the U.S. Census data. And Kamala Harris is encouraging people to go door to door. And she was talking to some of these door to door activists, and she even went through every single possible reason why somebody at a front door would say, "No, I don't want to get a vaccine." And she already had, "Oh, here's your talking point that you give it back to them." Well, the thing she was saying was very similar to this document that just leaked out of the National Health Service in the UK, which we got, where they are trying to figure out how to psychologically manipulate people in different categories in order to get them to vote for, to get the vaccine, to boost the rates. So for over 65s, this is their line. "The virus isn't getting weaker. Over 65s are over three times more likely to die if you get COVID. Think about how you will feel if you do not get vaccinated and end up with COVID-19. All right, so they're doing the hard sell on the old people. Then with the young people, they go, "We understand the restrictions have caused you anxiety, depression, loneliness, and isolation. You are invited later during the COVID rollout because you are unlikely to get it and have complications." They even admit that. "However, your vaccination is vital. You are key to achieving community immunity because we need about 80% coverage. You have a very important part to play in the national effort. Normality can only return for you and others with your vaccination." Oh, hey, young people are depressed because they can't go to bars. They can't go outside. They're trapped in their houses. You want your normality back? This is like the mafia. Hey, some good normality you got here. It would be a shame if something happened to it. Right?
Yeah, but
we
but
know that Dr. Anthony Fauci funded this whole thing, for, you know, as you know.
Yeah, but don't people see, I mean, these people, the same people that are coming up with all these counter talking points, are the same people that are on television right out in front of everybody with a wide open saying, now the vaccinated people are spreading this Delta variant around. I mean, this was on Yahoo on the 26th of last month. And this is, I mean, Yahoo, by no sense of the word, is a conservative or honest reporting entity. And they're admitting that. In other words, why can the government tell you, "Nope, your vaccine, your injection is really not going to restore any rights. You're still going to have to mask. Your kid's still going to have to mask. You're still going to have to social distance. You may not be able to go out in public. You're going to have to limit your crowd gathering sizes, despite the fact that you've been vaccinated." Because, no, it does not guarantee that you will not contract the deadly world-ending plague. And it doesn't protect anybody else against transmission from you. And even if you're vaccinated and they're vaccinated, you're still at very high risk. This thing is not going away. So really, doesn't that just completely obliterate all of the countermeasures that Kamala Harris seemingly has armed her door knockers with?
Well, look, they just need to keep this thing going, and they realize they had a problem if they vaccinate too many people, and then it's like, "Oh, let's go back to normal." It's like, "Oh, we can't do that," because they need to keep their mechanism of control going. Their mechanism of control is coronavirus lockdown and tyranny. But make no mistake, we know where this came from. Dr. Anthony Fauci funded the bat coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Mike Pompeo, President Donald Trump, I'll take their word for it when they say that's where it leaked out of, okay? And meanwhile, you had people testing positive for this ridiculous thing with the common cold. The CDC has now implicitly admitted that flu, the people with the flu were getting this. How come flu deaths went down astronomically? Did we cure the flu? Give me a break. If you don't see what's going on right now, we're in the middle of a communist takeover. We are in the middle of a globalist, communist, authoritarian, corporate, bankster, intel, deep state takeover, but we're not going to stand for it, ladies and gentlemen. Go look at the parents who are protesting at school boards around the country. Sleepy Joe's getting nervous about that. Go look at all the protests outside hospitals among doctors and nurses who don't want to take this vaccine. We're doing as well as France now and getting out there into the streets and protesting. That's what we got to do. I love you all.
That's right. Patrick Holley, find him at nationalfile.com. Dr. Ruby, coming up next.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns, we finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
TV, that is where you find me. I appreciate you having me here, the fourth hour here of the Alex Jones Show. Of course, Owen Schroyer coming up next with the War Room. We have Dr. Jane Ruby standing by to tell us about something. You know, if you're thinking you're going to get your freedoms back by taking the inoculation, just wake up. You have to understand that that is absolutely just not happening. And Patrick Howley hit the nail right on the head, because if we just go ahead and inoculate everybody, a couple of things will happen. You know, Howley's take on that was, well, we have to maintain our globalist control, our takeover, so we have to have something to hold over their heads. The flip side of that is, if we vaccinate too many people or inject or inoculate too many people with these shots being falsely referred to as vaccines, we know that they're a bioweapon. They're poisonous. People are dying in mass numbers. I talked to Zelenko. I've talked to Attorney Thomas Renz. You've heard from all these people. Listen, there are a dozen devices for tracking the adverse events that are being reported, and we only have access to one, and that one happens to be the most unreliable source, which is the Vaccine Event Adverse Reporting System, or however it's called, the VAERS system. Why? Well, because if you inoculate everybody, everybody's going to die all at once, and then we've been had. But the very person responsible for devising this whole plan is the one who stood up in front of the world and said, we need to depopulate the globe by 15%. Now, here we are years later, and the guy behind the entire inoculation program is the guy who said that. I'm not taking an injection from him, but you are. You're taking both of them. And now, not only that, but Dr. Jane Ruby is joining us. It's getting even worse. It's not just one jab that is authorized for emergency use. It's not two jabs that is authorized for emergency use. But Dr. Ruby says now there are more jabs coming down the pipe. Dr. Ruby, thank you for being here. How many times are they going to try to stick us just incessantly over and over again? This is not just about one vaccine, is it?
No, it's not, Stu, and the insanity grows. I want everyone to know that the CDC advisory panel advised that the shot as a third booster should be made readily available immediately to people who they called immunocompromised. Now, in the medical world, immunocompromised can mean several things. You could be a cancer patient undergoing chemotherapy that has your body suppressed. You could be taking immunosuppressive drugs to protect you from organ rejection if you had an organ transplant, for example. You could have certain types of infections that render you more vulnerable. But here's the thing. We predicted this. I predicted this on your show, the Stu Peters Show, weeks ago, because in the Pfizer protocol that is listed on clinicaltrials.gov, they literally spell out that they have a plan for booster 3 and booster 4. And they even have timing referenced in there, Stu, about every 6 months. Now, in this CDC advisory that just came out, where the panel recommends immediate availability for the booster, or what we're calling the third shot as well, is recommended as early as 28 days after you completed your second injection for Pfizer or Moderna. This insanity has no end, Stu, no end this week.
They're psychopathic serial killers. They are psychopathic.
Yes, they are.
Serial killers. That's what they are. The same people that laugh in the lab about sticking, you know, primates who haven't been sedated yet, making them scream. These people are absolutely psychopathic serial killers. That is who we are dealing with. And this has been a concerted global effort. And I will tell you that I think the theory behind, you know, this far-reaching effect, this stranglehold that these psychopaths have been able to implement on the globe, because if you notice, lockstep from every single country. I mean, other than a few who have since been assassinated, nobody has really stepped up against this. And that is why, because the people who are ending up dead. So here's a Swiss bank account with $500 million in it with more to come, or I got a bullet for every one of your kids. I mean, that's the only theory that I can come up with. And I just had a conversation with Dr. Zev Zelenko, who tends to agree that that's exactly what's going on here.
Yes, I've spoken with Dr. Zelenko recently a couple of times, and he makes no bones about it. This highly esteemed physician is saying that this is a death shot. This is mass murder. This is genocide. And Stu, the side effect profile, you know, I've said all along, where's the threshold? Where's the cutoff point before this will be shut down? And we are now looking at the CDC's morbidity and mortality weekly report that just came out a week ago, with exploding numbers of myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes in 12 to 17 year olds. This is This is, it's unfathomable. It's nothing I've ever seen or any of us has ever seen in our lifetimes or careers. There is no one of, you know, at the wheel at the FDA or if they are, they're in on this mass genocide. There's no other explanation for this. And we're seeing an explosion of other side effects. I get hundreds of emails a day in my proton mail with people watching their mothers, their 60, 70, 80 year old mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles, grandparents dying a slow, painful death, Stu. Pain. Dr. Charles Hoff has been talking about with an explanation of why we're seeing variation in symptoms. I'm not sure if the audience has seen this yet, but I wanted to share some of that with you because he talks about the injected as basically three groups. And so he says only a small amount of people produce the spike protein. You know, there's variability in how each human body is going to react. We've said this as well, and how they're going to respond to the mRNA direction to make the spike proteins. And so he says some people will make only a small amount of the spike protein and in places in their body that won't be able to injure them that much. I don't know if that's a static thing or if he expects that to change. And those people will have no side effects. Then you have the second group where other people who make more of the spike protein and in places which your body cannot easily cope with. And this is where the mini clots come in. Lots of doctors are saying, along with Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen in the UK, remember, who had the blood smears of injected patients with those really horrific blood cells compared to normal red blood cells. And he said all the blood tests were normal, Jane. And the imaging was normal. And this is what Dr. Hoff is talking about. But when Dr. Philippe put the blood under the microscope, there's where he saw the pathology. And Dr. Hoff is saying people are making these microclots. You can't see them, but they're getting into the lungs, and that's why people are having trouble breathing. They get into the cardiac tissue, their hearts, they get chest pain, pressure, they have permanent damage. And then he says the third group is a very unfortunate but utterly predictable minority that make up a large amount of spike protein in their bodies and in very dangerous places like the heart, the brain, the blood supply to your intestines, and they die a hideous death from blood clots, stroke, oxygen starvation, and other tissues and organs. They know what's happening and they don't care. Stu, these are the letters I'm getting every day. I am just imploring everyone. Where does this stop? Us. It's just the American people. We've got to stop it.
Yeah, and it's global citizens, our brothers and sisters in faith, our brothers and sisters in humanity. So it's not exclusive to here. And as a matter of fact, the only reason why it hasn't taken over by 100% grip here is because 450 million guns in the hands of 150 some odd million patriots who are just not going to stand for the decontamination tent in the front yard or not being permitted to talk to your neighbor. But now the military, as Howley described, is being purged so that it's only filled with woke people who will obey unlawful orders and then turn on the people of the United States of America. So we have seen all of these global leaders, Trudeau and, you know, down in Australia and UK leaders that have been kind of, you know, basically their lives and the lives of their families, we can assume have been threatened by these psychopaths. And then they've been promised billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars. The media is in lockstep with this as well. There's not one brave soul on a mainstream major broadcast network, cable news channel, that is willing to come forward, and not one elected representative has yet come forward. But a federal agency is now coming forward. Can you believe it? So a federal agency, all of the things that we're talking about here, all of the dangers that are associated with this, all of the heart swelling that we're talking about, the blood cell damage that you just showed there, the myocarditis, the tremors, all of these things. And guess what? The one person who we've been naming here saying they're never going to help us are now forced to do something to warn the public. And we're going to be with that. We're going to show it to you coming up right after the break.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censured by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, then you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus, and that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. Need to go to prison for it right now.
Oh,
need to go to prison. A lot worse. I've been quoted in the what is this called? The USA Today and Newsweek. Stu Peters calls for the execution of Tony Fauci. Well, crimes against humanity. If he's guilty of it, I wouldn't argue. Joining us is Dr. Jane Ruby. So the CDC, the NIH, these two agencies have written the gospel for every single doctor in the United States who, if they act outside of this authority, the one science, the Fauci science, the murderous premeditated death sentence for every quote-unquote COVID patient, because there is a virus out there and it is killing people. There's no question about that. And if you don't treat yourself or use some sort of a prophylactic, regimen, this thing could hit you pretty hard. This bioweapon is designed to hurt, maim, incapacitate, handicap, and kill. So with that being said, we have reported on this morning a doctor in Florida who was retired after 49 years as a physician in the emergency department, was next to a fellow COVID patient in the COVID ward, and was this guy's, advocate, his patient advocate. And they wouldn't give him the proper things that he needed. They just wanted to throw him on a vent. This guy's advocating for him. As a result of that, they take this doctor and they put him into solitary confinement in a hospital, not in a prison, in a hospital. They take this 70-year-old, 49-year emergency room physician in a 4-point restraint into solitary confinement and then discharge him against medical advice. Send him home with this COVID, and he's dealing with it on his own. I interviewed him. Doctors are being threatened by hospital administrators in the hallways with their jobs while they're on their way to administer A, nutrition, vitamin C, ivermectin. That will not be tolerated. That will not be allowed to happen here in the United States. So with that being said, down in Florida, we see all over the news, huge, huge influx of COVID patients because there's a lot of vaccine hesitancy there. The mask mandates will not be tolerated by Governor Ron DeSantis. And so we are seeing huge numbers of hospitalizations happening there. You're in Florida. Tell me this isn't true.
First of all, Stu, I want to say as a licensed medical professional myself that what you described and what your interviewee talked about in the Sarasota hospital is really medical assault, and it's worse than that. It's premeditated murder. When you withhold, as a licensed medical person, when you knowingly or you're withholding a knowingly helpful treatment or basic nutrition without the patient's, in a proxy, a healthcare proxy, without their, informed knowledge and request for that, you are committing medical assault at the very least, if not murder. And I wanted to say that is not only grounds for removal of your license. It should be criminal. There should be a criminal proceeding. But we are apparently deviating from the rule of law. But to your question on what's going on down here in Florida, I broke a story last weekend when I saw something come over the national news wire very close to where I was in South Florida at the time, that there were two hospitals, specifically Boca Regional and Bethesda East. These are very large medical centers with a campus. This is not like a tiny little rural hospital. And they were saying over this national news wire that both hospitals were just overflowing. Their morgues were so overwhelmed with COVID patients that were dying that they had to have refrigerated trucks to store them outside, and that it was the hospitals were in total chaos. So I put an all call out on my social media, and then I thought, you know what? I'm less than an hour away. I'm going to drive down there. Went down there. I got to tell you, Stu, it was just unbelievable to behold. Both hospital campuses, one was on Saturday, one was on Sunday. They looked like Zen gardens. When I tell you that the ambulance bay, the ambulance bay, which is this large area where many multiple ambulances can pull in, back out, take out patients, move them, if they have to go to the center morgue, the downtown or something, these bays were empty. The front doors were empty. It just looked like a resort. I almost sat down and, you know, just had a cold one, okay? And then found that the refrigerated truck, there was only one of them, if you want to call an air-conditioned mobile MRI unit, was really the only truck in the back of the hospital, because we drove all around both hospitals and we saw just one AC, you know, mobile MRI unit. And I spoke to a couple of the police officers that were standing outside of Boca Regional, again, very large. And I asked them if they were aware of this. They said, absolutely not. That's a totally bogus story. Also caught some ambulance driver that had coming out of just another, like a parking lot, and flagged him from our car and rolled down the window and asked them if they had heard of the morgues overflowing. And they started to laugh. The two ambulance EMTs looked at each other like, I didn't see that. The police officer said, that's why you came down here? And I said, yeah, because it sounded like you're in dire straits. And they just chuckled.
I'm going to tell you, I want everybody to know, I want everybody to know where this all came from, okay? Because these people need to be mocked and held accountable for this.
Yes.
This joker, his name is Andrew Colton. Colton is a writer for a publication called Boca News Now. So if you want to reach out, yeah, the founder. So if you want to reach out to Andrew Colton, he's with Boca News Now. These people, Dr. Jane Ruby, are complicit in murder, genocide, the plot to take over our country. Andrew Colton, this low-life turd that plays video games in his mommy's basement, he has no idea what the whole plan is here behind this thing. He's not getting paid. He's not getting a Swiss bank account with $500 million in it, and nobody's holding a gun to his, you know, to his kids' heads to report this stuff. He's going along with this narrative. But this guy's a low-level POS that's just regurgitating the mainstream talking point nonsense, and that is so dangerous. It is so dangerous.
Yep.
For everybody who's unsuspecting, Florida is by far and away, but one of the most elderly populations in our union is Florida. These people are easily manipulated by shocking headlines like that. And this guy, Andrew Colton, is no different than Andrew Cuomo leading people into their certain death. I got to wrap this up.
Absolutely.
So, by the way, the war room is coming up next with Owen Schroyer, but I want to wrap up with something else before we go. I got about 2 minutes and
sure.
I want to make sure that we get to this. The FDA has added a black box warning to the shots. Tell us what this is.
Well, this is a big admission, Stu, that the rates of myocarditis and pericarditis, the pericardium, the sac around the heart, is the numbers are so huge and exploding that the CDC had to admit it. The FDA got ahead of the MMR, the Morbidity Mortality Weekly Report that came out July 30th. On June 25th, the FDA actually came out with this black box warning that goes on the fact sheet, since there is no package insert, calling attention to the risks that are much higher than previously thought, no kidding, of myocarditis in, watch this, 12 to 17-year-olds. And so if there was a package insert, which I've explained on the show before, when you get a black box warning, it's the very first thing under the name of the drug. And it's usually reserved for severe risk factors, high levels of serious adverse events. This is an admission of the CDC and the FDA, but they're not stopping it, Stu.
Yeah, and I got to be curious as well as to why all of a sudden this thing would be added. I mean, there's certainly some sort of an ulterior motive. You have to take a step back and look at these globalist freak shows, these psychopath murderers, these serial-killing, narcissistic members of this cabal, and you have to wonder, why would they start putting warnings out there? Why? Maybe we need to slow this down. Maybe we need to take a step back. Maybe too many people are going to suffer from this antibody-dependent enhancement. We don't want the body stacking up too high. All stuff to think about. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Owen Schroyer is coming up next at the War Room right here. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.